Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Dvarim, that is Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu had just reminded Klal Yisrael that because no one would be entering Eretz Yisrael except for the young children, they had to turn around and travel around Har Seir for many days. He recounts many of their journeys throughout the Midbar, focusing mostly on the end of the 40 years as it neared their time to enter Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Vayim Hashem Elai Lemar, and Hashem said to me, saying, Rav Lechem Soivis Har Hazeh, you've already circled this mountain enough times, Penu Lechem Tzafayna, turn towards the north. Vesa'am Savlemar, and to the nation you shall command, saying, Atem Oivrim Begvul Achichem Bnei Esav, you are passing through the border of your brother, the sons of Esav, Hayashim Beser, the dwell in Seir, Viyiru Mikem, and they will fear you, Vinishmartem Oid, but you shall be very careful. So let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Dalad, Vinishmartem Oid. What does that mean? You shall be very careful. If they're going to fear you, what are you being careful of? Rashi tells us, Umahu Hashmira, what exactly are you guarding yourselves from? Altiz Garubam, do not provoke them, don't incite them. And that's exactly what the Chumash says in the next Pasuk. Hey, Altiz Garubam, don't start up with them. Don't provoke them. Ki lo yaten lechem ha'artzam, because I will not give you from their land. Ad midrach kaf ragel, even the step of the bottom of your feet. Ki yerusha le'esav nesatis har seir, because I have given har seir inheritance for Esav. It's not for you. It's for Esav. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk. Hey, ad midrach kaf ragel, this is an interesting way of saying it. Even the step of the bottom of your feet. Afil midrach kaf ragel klimer, meaning to say, afilu drisas haregel eni marshal lechem laver ba'artzam shalei brishos, I do not allow you even to walk through their land if you do not have permission from them. Let's just jump to the next Rashi, Yerusha le'Esav. It's an inheritance for Esav. May Avram, this is already all the way from Avram. Asara amam minasati loy, I gave Avram Avinu the lands of 10 nations. Shivalachem, 7 are to you, that's in Eretz Yisrael. V'kenu kniz v'kadmaini, and these 3 nations, hein amon umay v'seir, echad mehem le'Esav, one of them goes to Esav, that's Seir. V'ashlem b'nei loyt, and the other 2 nations, that goes to Loyt. B'schar shahalach itil mitzrayim, that's because he gets schar for going with Avram Avinu to Mitzrayim. V'shasak, and Loyt was quiet. When Avram Avinu said about his wife, that she's my sister, so that turned Loit into Avram Avinu's son, and therefore he got 2 lands, he got to inherit 2 lands, and we're going to learn about those in this aliyah. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, the Bnei Yisrael were commanded, you shall purchase food from them with money, and you shall eat. You shall also purchase water from them and drink it. Because Hashem your God has blessed you with all the work of your hands. He knew your way throughout this entire midbar. This 40 years, Hashem was with you. You didn't lack anything. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion. What exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to tell them? That Hashem knows your ways and he had blessed the work of your hands. Therefore, do not reject his good. Don't be ungrateful to Hashem. To show as if you're poor and not purchase any food from them. You shall show the Bnei Seir that you're very wealthy, that Hashem has given you a lot of wealth, and the way to do that is by purchasing a lot of food and drink. So back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vanavar me'esachenu bnei Esav ayeshim b'seir, and we passed by the land of bnei Esav that dwells in Seir, midercha Rava, from the way of the Rava, me'elas u'me'etzen gover, from Elas to Etzen gover, v'nefen v'navar, and we turned and we passed derech midbar Moav, on the way to midbar Moav. V'yem Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, al tatzaras Moav, do not distress Moav, v'al tisgarba mochama, and do not provoke a war with them, ki lo yaten l'cham eretz Yerusha, because I'm not going to give you from their land as an inheritance either. Kilivnei Loit Nasatias Ar Yerusha, because I've given Ar as Yerusha to the Bnei Loit, and you're not going to get any of it, so do not provoke a war with them either. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Valtis Garba Mochama, don't start up with them, don't provoke a war. Loi Asr Lehem Al Maiv El Mochama, the only thing the Bnei Israel were Asr to do with Maiv is provoke a war. Aval Mayarm Hayuaisav Nerim Lehem Kshem Muzionim, however, the Yidden would frighten them and show them when they were armed. Lefikach Ksiv, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayagar Maiv Bnei Am. Maiv was very afraid. Shayu Shalim Baizamaisam, they were afraid the Klai Israel was going to come and plunder them. Avol Bnei Amin Nemar, but later on in the Pasuk, when we talk about the Bnei Amin, it says, Va'al Tisgarbam, don't provoke them at all. Shum Geiroi, no provocation whatsoever. Beschar Tznias Imam, this is because of the merit of the Tznias of their mother. Shalai Pirsa Ma'alaviyah, she didn't make it all known about her father, Kamasha Asta HaBechira, just like her older sister did, Shakar Shem Bina Mayav, she called the name of her son Mayav. We know that the 2 daughters of Light were with him. The older one had a son whom she called Mayav, which is very explicit. Mayav means May of, from my father, and that's not very tsnua. The younger one called her son Amon, which is like Bnei Ami, which there's a hint to that it came from her father. However, because of that tsnias, that's why Klal Yisrael was commanded, you're not allowed to provoke them at all, you're not allowed to even frighten them. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yod with a little bit of a history lesson Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Ha'emim lefanim yashvuba, the Emim, they previously lived there. Am gadol v'rav v'ram kanakim, there are people great and numerous, as tall as giants. And Rephaim yachashvu, they too were considered Rephaim. Afhem kanakim, they were just just like giants also, v'amayavim yikru lehem emim, and the mayavim used to call them emim. Now, why is this relevant at all? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, ha'emim lefanim, ata savar shezu eretz refayim shenasati lo l'Avram. You think that this is the land of refayim that I've given to Avram, and therefore you are allowed to take over this land. L'fisho emim shehem refayim yashu b'lefnim. The reason why you think that is because the emim, who are called refayim, used to live there. So you think, hey, if these people are called refayim, that means this is the land of refayim, and we're allowed to take it over. Avolai zuhi, that's not true. You are not allowed to take it over. Why is that not true? Ki asin refayim hayrashi pnei bnei loit vayshaftim tachtam. Those refayim that used to live there, I actually chased them away, meaning the bnei loit chased them away, and therefore the bnei loit were able to take it over, and this is the land of the bnei loit. It's not actually the land of the refayim. They were just called refayim, but they really were emim. And that's why Rashi in the next pasuk tells us refayim chashru, they were considered like refayim. Refayim hayu nachshavim isim emim. These emim were treated, they were considered like refayim. Ka'anokim hanukraim refayim. They were treated like giants that were called refayim. Why is it that a giant is going to be called refayim? Al shem shekol haraya isim. Anyone that sees them, yadav misrapas, his hands become weak. And emim, why were they actually really known as emim? Al shem she'emasim mutal sabrias, because their fear was instilled on all creatures. V'chein ubeseir yashva achayim nusatil v'nei esav. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, and the same idea exists with Seir. Ubeseir yashva achayim lefanim. Previously, the Charim used to live in Seir, Ubnei Esav Yerashim V'yashmidu B'bneihem, and the Bnei Esav drove them away from before them, V'yeshvu Tachtam, and they dwelled in their place, Kasher Asa Yisrael Eretz Yerushasai, just like Bnei Yisrael did in the land of their inheritance, Asher Nasan Hashem Lahem, that Hashem had given them. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues recounting their journeys, Ata Kumu V'ivru Lechem Es Nachal Zared, now you shall cross over Nachal Zared, V'navar Es Nachal Zared, and we cross over Nachal Zared, V'hayomim Asher Holachin V'kadosh Barnea, Ad Asher Ovarnu Es Nachal Zared, and the days that we went from Kadosh Barnea all the way till we got to cross over Nachal Zered, Shloishim Ushmai Neshane, that was 38 years. Time called our Anshe Al-Muchama Mekarev Amachna Kasher Nishba Hashem Lohem. This is all the time it took until the men of war, the Anshe Al-Muchama, died from among the camp, just like Hashem had promised them. Now we're going to do something uncharacteristic and take a look at the last Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin, just to understand what this terminology Anshe Al-Muchama is, the men of war. Miben Esrim Shana Hayotzim Batzava, this is referring to anyone who was 20 years old and up, they were able to go out to be part of the legion, part of the army. That's why we're referring to the people that died in the Midbar as Anshe Al-Muchama, the men of war. That's because they could join the army. So let's go back to Pasuk Tezvav. V'gam Yad Hashem Haisabam, and the hand of Hashem was also in them, Lehumam Mikarev HaMachina, to confound them from the camp, Ad Tumam, until the very end, meaning Hashem had ensured that these Anshe Al-Muchama died before they were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, Vayhi Kasher Tamuk Anshe Al-Muchama Lamas Mikarevam, and now Moshe Rabbeinu says, it was when the men of war finished dying from among the camp, Vayadamer Hashem Elai Leimor, and Hashem spoke to me saying. Now, Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, tells us, Vayadamer Hashem Elai, Avom Mishiloch HaMeraglim Ad Kan, from when the Meraglim were sent, up until this point, Loina Raparsha Zu Vayadaber. It doesn't say Vayadaber, Ela Vayoymer, it says Vayoymer. Now, what's the difference between Vayadaber and Vayoymer? Lamedcha to teach you, Shekol Lamechas Shana Hayu Yisrael Nezufim, the entire 38 years that they were wandering around the Binbar, they were considered scorned. Loinis Yachid Imai Hadibur Bolshoin Chiba Panim Apanim, the Dibur Hashem did not speak privately to Moshe Rabbeinu in this endearing way, Vishav Adas, and with ease of mind. Lamedcha this teaches you, Shein Hashchina Shara Al Nevim, Ela Bashvil Yisrael. The Shechina doesn't rest on the Nevim, except for because of Klai Yisrael. And since Klai Yisrael was considered scorned and they had fallen out of favor in Hashem's eyes, if you will, therefore Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in this endearing type of way, even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything wrong. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu continues recounting their journeys. At ha'ayver hayom es gvul mayav es ar, behold, on this day you're going to cross over the border of Mayav, ar, the karav tamul b'nei amoin, and you will approach opposite the b'nei amoin. Al tetzruim v'al tesgarbam, do not incite them or provoke them, ki loy etein me'eretz b'nei amoin l'chayrusha, because I'm not going to give from the land of the Bnei Amin to you as an inheritance. Ki livnei light nisati Yerusha, because I've given it to the Bnei light as an inheritance and not to you. And once again, we have this history lesson over here. Eretz Rephaim Techashiv Afhi, this is also considered the land of Rephaim. Rephaim Yashvu Balefanim, the Rephaim used to live there. V'amayinim yikru lehem zamzumim, but the Amayinim used to call them zamzumim. Am gadol v'rav v'rom ka'anakim. Again, they are great and numerous people, tall and great like giants. V'yashmidim Hashem epneihem, but Hashem destroyed them from before them. V'yirashom, and they drove them out. V'yeshvu tachtam, and they lived in their place. Meaning, the Amayinim drove them out, and they lived in their place. And once again, Rashi clarifies in Pasuk Chaf over here, Eretz Rephaim Techashev, it's considered like the land of Rephaim. Eretz Rephaim Nechsheves Afhi, you think it's the land of Rephaim? L'fisha Rephaim Yashvu Balefneihem, that's because Rephaim used to live there. Avoloi zuhi shenasati l'Avram, this is not the same land of Rephaim that I've given to Avram. So once again, you are not allowed to take over their land. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu continues describing what the Bnei Amon did, and it was similar to Kasher Asal Bnei Esav, just like what the Bnei Esav did, Hayeshim Beser, the dwell in Seir, Asher Hishman is a Chayr Bipneihem, and they had driven the Chayri out that had dwelled there before them, and they lived in their place until this very day. And v'ha'avim, as for the avim, hayoshim b'chatzer mad azo, that dwell in open cities until azo, kaftarim hayotzim mikaftor hishmidum v'yeshu tachtom, kaftarim, that had come from kaftor, they drove them out, and they lived in their place. Now, why is this relevant for us to know anything about the avim? So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, v'ha'avim hayoshim b'chatzerim, avim miplishtim hem, the avim are from the plishtim, she'imayim hem nechshavim b'sefer Yeshua, because they're counted among them in Sefer Yeshua, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, chameshes sarnei plishtim, ha'azasi, v'hashdaidi, v'hashgoloni, hagiti, v'akreni, v'ha'avim. Now, umipnei ha'shavua shenishba Avram l'avimelech, because of the oath that Avram had swore to Avimelech that he is not going to start up with any of his descendants, lo yachlu Yisrael ha'itzi artzim yadam, the Bnei Yisrael weren't able to take their land from them, because the Avim are descendants of Avimelech. However, that's why the Pasuk told us, ve'vesi alem kaftayrim v'shmidim v'yashru tachtam, I brought the kaftayrim upon them to drive them out and dwell in their place. V'achshav, and now, atem utarim l'kachtam yadam, you're allowed to take the land from them, because it's not the land of the Avim anymore, it's the land of the kaftayrim, so you're allowed to kick the kaftayrim out of their land. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalad, kumusu'u v'ivruas nachal arnoin, get up and travel and cross over nachal arnoin, re'en osati b'yodcha, see I've given in your hands a sichon mel cheshbon emari v'sa'artzoi, sichon, the king of cheshbon, the emari and his land, hachel rush, begin to drive him out, v'izgar by mochama, and provoke war against him, hayoyim hazeh ochel teis pachtecha v'yirascha al p'nei o'amim. On this very day, I shall begin to place your dread and fear on the face of all the people, tachas kal shemayim, that's underneath the entire heaven, asher yishmun shemacha, when they hear about you, v'rugzu v'cholim panecha, they're going to tremble and shudder from before you. Now let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hafei, what does that mean, that Hashem is going to instill the fear of the Bnei Yisrael in all the nations that are tachas kal shemayim? Limi, this teaches us, she'amdo chama l'moshe b'yom l'chemes oig, that the sun actually stood in the sky for Moshe Benu on the day that he fought with oig, b'nai d'adavar tachas kal shemayim, and everyone underneath the heavens, because anyone underneath the heavens is being shined on by the sun. So everyone knew that this is because of Klal Yisrael, and therefore everyone feared Klal Yisrael. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, Moshe Rabbeinu continues recounting, V'eshlech malachim midbar kedemais, and I sent messengers from midbar kedemais, al Sichon melech Cheshbon, to Sichon the king of Cheshbon, divrei shalom lemor. These are peaceful words saying. Now before we learn about what these peaceful words were, let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, midbar kedemais. Now we don't know of a place called midbar kedemais. So what does this mean? Afal pi shaloi tzivani amakim likra l'sichon shalom, even though Hashem never commanded me to send peaceful messengers to Sichon, lamati midbar Sinai, I learned from midbar Sinai, min ha'tayra shekadma la'olam, from the Torah that we got at midbar Sinai, it had preceded the world. That's this lashon of midbar kedemais, from the Torah that I received at midbar Sinai, which was kaidem la'olam, k'shabakash baruch olin al Yisrael, when Hashem gave the Torah to Yisrael, chizur arsal esav Yishmol, first he brought it to esav and Yishmol, v'gali lefan of shlei kablua, even though it was very clear to Hashem that they would not accept the Torah, v'afal pikein pasach lem b'shalom, nonetheless, he still reached out to them in a peaceful manner, asking them if they wanted the Torah. So too, I reached out to Sichon. Afani kidamti Sichon b'divrei shalom. Therefore, I reached out to Sichon in a peaceful manner. Davarach, another way of understanding midbar kedemais, midbar kedemais, mimchalamati, I learned from you, shekadamti la'olam, you preceded the world. Yachal yisal shleich barak echad v'lisaf esam mitzrim. You could have sent one bolt of lightning and burned up all the mitzrim. Ela shlachtani min midbar al par lema. Rather, you sent me from the midbar to par, saying, shalach esami, send out my nation, b'masun, with patience and deliberation, and that's why I reached out to Sichon with peaceful words. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Zayin, what were those peaceful words? I said, Eber bar tzecha, let me pass through your land. Baderech, baderech elich, I'm just going to go on the road. Loy asur yomenu, smile, I'm not going to turn to the right or left. Eichal b'kesef tashbirein v'chalti, you shall sell me food for money and I'm going to eat. Umayim b'kesef titin liv shasisi, and sell me water for money and I'm going to drink. Rak eber b'ragloy, let me just go through with my feet, meaning let me just pass through. Kasher asu li b'nei Esav, just like the b'nei Esav did for me, hayoshim b'seir, the dwell in Seir, v'ayimayavim hayoshim b'ar, and the mayavim that dwell in Ar, anasher eber asa yardain, just let me go through until I can cross over the Yarden, el arz asher Hashem lakinu naisin lanu, to the land that Hashem our God gives us. V'loy ava Sichon me'el Cheshbon havrenu bay, however Sichon the king of Cheshbon did not let us pass through it, ki hiksha Hashem lakechas ruchai, because Hashem hardened his spirit, v'imetz as levavai, and strengthened his heart, l'man tita b'yotcha kayam hazeh, in order to give him into your hand on this day. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up to the continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu's narrative tomorrow with the sixth aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.